Title: Achieving Cyber Fitness in 2017, Part 1: Foot Planning for Compliance. Content: Reprinted from the Government Contractor, with permission of Thomson Reuters. Copyright 2017. Further use without the permission of West is prohibited. For further information about this publication, please visit http://legalsolutions.thomsonreuters.com or call 800-328-9352. It is a new year, which means New Year's resolutions for roughly 50% of Americans. Most vow to lose weight or save more money. For many government contractors, however, the focus in 2017 is cybersecurity in general, and specifically compliance with the Department of Defense's final rule for safeguarding covered defense information before the December 31st deadline. See 81 Federal Reg 72986, effective October 21, 2016. Under Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement 252-204-7012, defense contractors that process, store, or transmit covered defense information CDI must meet more than 100 security requirements specified by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, Special Publication, SP, 800-171, Protecting Controlled Unclassified Information in Non-Federal Information Systems and Organizations. Although the deadline is nearly a year away, compliance cannot be achieved overnight, or even in a few months for that matter. To put this in perspective, experts estimate a defense contractor with 600 employees should anticipate that a third-party compliance audit of its information systems and data will take 3 to 6 months, and this does not include the time needed to correct any deficiencies identified during the audit. Although the DFARS rule is the primary cybersecurity concern for many contractors, they may need to address other cybersecurity rules in 2017, depending on the specific contracts and the types of information with which a contractor deals. For example, a contractor selling medical devices to the Department of Veterans Affairs may fall under different safeguarding and reporting requirements than a contractor providing cloud services for an educational agency or a state university. The former scenario likely implicates healthcare data, which is heavily regulated at both the federal and state level. The latter scenario could implicate the privacy protections for children under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or students. Personally identifiable information under the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. In both cases, a contractor might have to answer to more than one enforcement agency for compliance failures. Thus, navigating the labyrinth of regulations can be overwhelming, and a wrong step may result in severe consequences, including termination or, potentially, False Claims Act allegations. Preparing, implementing, and maintaining a comprehensive cybersecurity plan that identifies and tracks the location of contractor systems and data is key to preventing undesirable consequences. Contractors that become familiar with the applicable cybersecurity requirements, develop a robust cybersecurity program, and regularly exercise and test their cybersecurity controls are better positioned to take advantage of safe harbor provisions and avoid common compliance pitfalls. This feature article is the first in a multi-part series dedicated to government contractor cyber fitness. The series will focus on the DFARS and FAR cybersecurity requirements, as well as other cybersecurity regulations and standards that may apply government contractors, providing guidance and insight to assist contractors in understanding the regulations and developing a path to compliance by December 31st. In addition to parsing the regulations, articles in this series will explore the systems and data covered by the regulations, the role of third-party auditors in achieving and maintaining compliance, cybersecurity considerations when negotiating subcontracts, teaming agreements and joint ventures, reporting requirements, and developing an effective cyber incident response plan. Most importantly, this series is intended to serve as a practical tool for contractors by not only demystifying the regulations, but also by highlighting best practices gathered from discussions with security audit experts and government insiders. DFARS and FAR requirements for safeguarding information: as noted above, DoD contractors are to implement NIST SP 800-171, which includes 14 families of security controls, no later than December 31st. However, they are in